This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to URN's award-winning Thursday Sports Show with me, James Perkins. On today's show, I'm joined by regulars Joe Tanner and Nick Clay, and we'll be talking about Notts County and Nottingham Forest. Is it time for Forest fans to start panicking? Of course not, but it was the international break over the weekend, so we have to talk about something. We also talk about your weekly Bucks roundup.
It was a strong week for the University of Nottingham and Bucks, with 35 wins out of 69 games, keeping us just on the right side of the 50% win ratio.
As well as talking about both URN's latest IMS fixture and IMS in general.
The URN Hangovers will play in the top flight of IMS next season.
But first, we're joined by Nottingham Mavericks fixtures secretary, Luke Watson, who'll be talking to us about ice hockey in Nottingham. Luke, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
So, Luke, how has the season gone so far for you?
Yeah, no, it's gone really well. We've entered three teams into leagues this year. The A team started well, three games, three wins. B team had a rocky start, but they've found a bit of form, so they've got a win, and the C team started well as well. So,
from the looks of your results, I mean, they look absolutely emphatic so far. I mean, the 11-1 win, I think it was, against the Northumbria Kings for the... Was it the B team?
That was the C team. No, that was a really big win for them.
Which team are you a part of?
I'm in the A team this year.
You're in the A team this year. Ah, congratulations. Which position do you play in that?
I've been switching between right wing and centre, an attacking sort of position.
How do the positions kind of work in ice hockey, obviously in relation to other sports such as rugby, football, maybe the more familiar ones? How would they kind of relate to that? Are there any kind of, you know, standout positions that are different? Or?
So obviously you've got your goalie, which you don't have in rugby, but you've got five players on the ice, two defencemen, a left and a right defenceman, and then you have three forwards, and they're right wing, centre and left wing, and that's your sort of standard. So,
yeah, just for the benefit of, you know, obviously ice hockey is quite a, you know, an unfamiliar sport maybe to some people, so it'd be good for them to know. And which days do the Mavericks train and play?
So the A and B team, they train on a Monday night. It's usually quite late, and then the C and D team, they train on a Thursday night, and that's usually even later. So we're talking starting about 10:45, finishing at about 1:30 sometimes.
I had a roommate last year who did ice hockey, and he rocked up one morning, 2 a.m. with an ice hockey like stick.
It's a stick.
With a stick, like literally just in the corridor, 2:00 a.m. Everyone was just like, what the hell is going on? Like, I think he was a maniac. But yeah, obviously, because you've just got to work with the times that you can book out.
Yeah,
the ice,
absolutely,
really.
Yeah.
How do you get into ice hockey? Because obviously, as Joe mentioned, it's quite an obscure sport. It's quite difficult to get like into the ice. Like, how would you get into a sport?
Well, for me, my dad was rubbish at football, so he took up ice hockey as an alternative, and then he taught me that at a young age. But I think for people who want to start at uni level, it's just something different. And obviously, there's quite a push on American sports in this country and at unis. So, yeah, it's definitely how people get involved and things like that.
Mm. It's also different in terms of how it works with the teams, because obviously you're playing with Trent. Normally it's against Trent. Mm-hmm. How do you find that? Do you think it's better?
Yeah, it works really well. It's a really good laugh, and it gives us a lot better teams. We've got more depth in the teams, and some real quality from the Trent guys as well. So like, we contribute to one team, and I just work for one match a year.
Yeah, and I suppose you also get a bit of insight into who to watch out for in terms of varsity.
Yeah, absolutely. You know from the start of the year who you're going to keep your eye on and how you're going to play. So there's always that in the back of your mind.
Now, you mentioned varsity there. I was there. I don't know if you were there last year, James. It was a historic night for the University of Nottingham. Would you probably say that was your best night playing for the University of Nottingham, or playing ice hockey in general at university?
Oh, without a doubt. It was one of the greatest moments, I think. Such an atmosphere in the stands, and then such a game to play as well.
Yeah, that 4-3 victory was quite incredible.
4-3 for the last like 3 years now or something,
hasn't
it?
Three in a row, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully four in a row. Do you reckon obviously it's early doors, but do you reckon we stand a better chance or a good chance against Trent this year from what you've seen so far?
It's always tough to say. It depends on who gets picked for the teams. Obviously that process will start pretty soon, start next year maybe, and it's too early to say just yet.
Mm. But and weekly, obviously, normally our other clubs will have, every now and then they'll look at the fixtures, they'll see, oh, they've got a game coming up against Trent, and it'll be a nice rivalry. Obviously you don't have that. Do you have another like makeshift rival in ice hockey?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Any game against the Sheffield team is really big here.
Why Sheffield in particular?
It's just something that's been passed down. I think, you know, geography-wise, it's one of the closest. And, yeah, they've given us a good run for the last few years, whatever league we've been playing in. So it's always nice when we beat them.
You have other roles in the club as well as a player in the A team. You've got your role as a fixture secretary. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so a fixture secretary or general secretary is just sort of, I have to register all the players that want to come and play. So this year it's been quite difficult. We've had to re-upload everyone's documents and things like that. So that's just to get coverage for insurance and things like that. And also arranging games for our D team. It's just like challenge matches, friendly games. So that's been a big part, and booking coaches for away games too, things like that.
Now, probably a more important note on the agenda. How would what form do socials take with the Nottingham Mavericks?
So we started this year with a big whole club social. That was really good. Everyone seemed to enjoy it. We've also been looking at running team socials throughout the year. We had a bowling social the other night. That was for everyone. But I know the B team are looking at getting a social just for them, organised, things like that. So there's a really good club atmosphere and then team atmosphere too.
Well, brilliant. So thanks a lot for joining us. What have you got coming up? Are there any big games coming up that we might want to keep an eye out for?
So really exciting this weekend, actually. We've got two games on Sunday. The first at 5:15 at the National Ice Centre. That's a C team game. They're second in the league this year. So that'll be a big game. But then just after that, at 7:30 at the Capital FM, we're going to hold our first alumni game. So we're going to have some of the best players from years gone by come back, and they're going to take on a team from the current players.
And this is at the National Ice Arena, yeah?
Yeah, Capital FM Arena, National Ice Centre. It's going to be great.
And anyone can come down
anyone can come down, it's free. Bring friends, bring beer. It's going to be a great game.
Bring beer, so you can bring it into
the... Yes, you can bring beer into our matches.
What a treat.
Hang on, you are in social, guys?
Yeah.
It was a strong week for the University of Nottingham in Bucks, with 35 wins out of 69 games, keeping us just on the right side of the 50% win ratio.
Our badminton club was undoubtedly the strongest performers of the week, with all five teams winning against tough opposition, including a particularly good 8-0 away win for the women's first over Durham's first.
Conversely though, our golf, netball and lacrosse were all winless this week. However, the women's netball fifths did well against Aston first despite their loss.
Our basketball teams did well, with wins for the men's firsts and thirds accompanying the customary women's firsts hammering of Birmingham's firsts. Unfortunately, a defeat for women's seconds against Trent's first prevented a 100% record for this week for our basketball club.
We did well against Trent in fencing and football, however, with our fencing men's seconds impressively beating Trent's firsts 120-76. In the football, our men's seconds achieved the narrow 2-1 victory over Trent's seconds. Wins also came for the men's fourths and the women's firsts, while the men's thirds and women's seconds drew against the Lincoln and Cambridge firsts respectively.
It was a mixed week for our hockey teams, with 5 wins, 2 draws and 5 losses played out over 12 fixtures. In rugby league, it was far from mixed though, with both our men's firsts and seconds winning comfortably.
Rugby union were less successful though, with both the men's and women's firsts falling to defeat. Our tennis teams made up for this however, going unbeaten, including 5 wins and 1 draw.
Squash and volleyball also had good results, but they were completely dwarfed by the continued success of our table tennis first team, which featured a 17-0 thrashing of Trent's firsts by our men's firsts.
A good week sees us remain in third position in the Bucks standings, with our 35 victories causing us to rise to an impressive 1,865 points.
Thanks, me, and also Meg in there as well for that Bucks roundup. So one of the things mentioned there right at the end was table tennis. We mention it every week, but just how good was that firsts win over Trent's firsts?
Absolutely emphatic, wasn't it? 17-0. I know we've mentioned every single week how good our table tennis team is, but it just proves it, because Trent are definitely up there in terms of
last
quality.
Season they beat us on countback, basically.
Yeah.
So to beat last year's winner of the division, 17-0, which is the highest, you can't win by less than that. So to beat them 17-0, they're going to absolutely walk this division. We did quite well in all racket sports, didn't we? I mean, tennis as well. Really good from them. What did you make of their performances, Nick?
Well, we didn't lose a single game in the tennis. We drew against Staffordshire first with our men's fifth.
That's incredible as well. Like, isn't it? A fifth team, rather.
Yeah, 2-10-2 victories in there as well.
It's just so impressive, isn't it? It's just, I don't understand why Nottingham is so good at racket sports, but it does seem that it's definitely our forte.
Another sport we tend to be good at.
Women's basketball?
Your favourite, James. You absolutely love the women's basketball.
They just give me such a warm feeling, because every week I know, before having seen that list, I know we've won that game. And this week was no different, beating Birmingham's first, 79-23. That's more like it. Every week I have a go at them for not winning by quite as big a margin as I'd have hoped. And this week they seem to have done it. Really convincing win over Birmingham, who are, again, a decent sporting side. Really happy with that, and obviously the men's basketball doing the same. Badminton, that's something we really should be focusing on, because what a week for them.
Incredible, 100% record with convincing wins in most of their games. We beat Durham's first in the women's 8-0, which is incredible, isn't it? Yeah. Top of the league, Durham, and we're beating them 8-0.
Mm. Yeah, and it's a club we don't give much... We talk about, but not nearly in the same level as some of the other clubs. So it's nice to see them coming through with what is an incredible week. A load of teams winning up as well. Women's seconds beating Lincoln's firsts. Men's thirds beating Oxford's seconds. So we're playing up. We're still competing and still winning, which is really good to see. Before we move on, I just want to talk about Trent. Good few wins against Trent, particularly the fencing and the football. What do you make of that, Nick?
I think it's really good as a whole for the morale of the sides beating Trent. It's the one that they look forward to, I think, the most. Like, if they're going to Durham, if they're going to Loughborough, they're big games, but for different reasons. There's something special about a uni of Trent derby, and to be winning these games is fantastic, and hopefully it will give them confidence and give them a good morale boost for future games.
There's been a lot of speculation in the media surrounding my job lately, and I can assure you I am the manager of the URN Hangovers. People asked me about the sacking. I'm afraid I didn't see it. I can't possibly comment. I didn't see it. These rumours have been spread apparently due to our dismal failure of a season. However, I'm here to tell you that our season was not a failure. I always knew what I was doing. I can confirm that as of today, our relegation to Division 3 has been overturned. The URN Hangovers will not play in the third division next season, nor will we be playing in the second division. Through my amazing leadership skill and official bribery, we have secured promotion to Division 1. The URN Hangovers will play in the top flight of IMS next season. This season consists of both a home and an away leg, and the winner of this division wins an all-expenses-paid trip to Malaysia to play in the tri-campus games. Ever since I found out that the winner of Division 1 gets to go to Malaysia last night, I have promised the URN fans that I will take this great club there. So if you'll excuse me, we have like 3 songs worth of like workout montages to do if we're going to be ready to compete in the top flight. But come on, you Hangovers, and welcome Asian Tour. Thank you. Well, what a moving speech there. So we're going to be talking IMS in general, because that aside, we do it for a bit of fun. But IMS is obviously the avenue that players go down where they want to play sport, but they haven't quite made it into their respective teams. So what do we think of IMS in general? Do we think it's good?
I think it's fantastic. I think it's an opportunity, as you said, James, to come down with a group of people that you've brought together yourself, effectively.
I think it's a great incentive. It's brilliant.
There are some unbelievable teams in these IMS leagues. Like, some players who play for first teams, like URN Hangovers ourselves, have in the past had Mr. Sam McGrath, who is futsal first, play for us.
And we saw from last year, obviously, the IMS All-Stars playing in the football varsity and narrowly losing 2-1. You can see that the IMS players are clearly no less capable as the Bucks players, because although they may not have made the teams, but when they try really hard, obviously maybe they don't have the technical ability, or maybe some of them just didn't want to play competitively, just wanted to have a bit of fun. And so you do see that there are players of similar calibre in both IMS and in Bucks. And I think it's a really good way, because the university gives a lot of, oh, we want to increase participation in sport, we want to do this. But this is actually a way that they're doing it. It's not just empty words, especially increased participation in women's sport. That's a big thing they've been trying to do. And that happens. I mean, there are so many women's leagues. We see it every week when we go down to the pitches. There's so many women's netball teams. I know people who play in the football. So I think IMS is actually one of the best parts of the university in terms of getting people involved in sport.
This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.